And we're back on Radio Entrepreneurs, sharing the success of entrepreneurship for our show, For the Record. And we're broadcasting from the law offices of Tarlow, Breed, Hart & Rogers with the great Mark Furman, senior partner of Tarlow, Breed. Mark, thanks for being on the show today.
Mark, it's great to be with you. Very much looking forward to our next guest.
Absolutely. And Mark, do you want to introduce our next guest?
Yes, it's our next guest is someone I know very well. He's a very experienced lawyer and has become a friend of mine, Brad Pinta. Hello, Brad.
Good morning. Thank you for the kind words. And my son says hello. Our sons work together.
That's right.
Small world.
It is a small world.
They're both great lawyers, probably better than their father.
That's for sure, in my case.
I don't know about that, but you two are excellent at what you do. So, Brad, tell us a little bit about your practice.
I do business law and business litigation. My office is on the South Shore. I've been doing this for almost 38 years, and I have this great tagline. I love it when a business person calls me and says, let me run this by you. Because there's very few things I haven't seen in 38 years of practice in law. And from my perspective, practicing law and representing companies and business owners is like a minefield. You got to be really careful. And I have a very unique perspective.
Close the mic.
I have a very unique perspective because I'm a professional litigator. I've litigated hundreds and hundreds of cases. So when someone walks in the door with a business problem, I can look at it very quickly and figure out this is something we got to get rid of, this is something we have to handle, this is something we have to do. I get the case before the person even finishes his presentation.
Excellent.
So that's why my presentation and my firm, I think, is unique, because I think very few people have that global experience.
Excellent. Well, what's also interesting about your practice, from what I've read and heard about, is you really focus locally as well as nationally. You're very big at working with small businesses and emerging businesses, and as you say, doing a lot of counseling to them before at different stages, correct?
Yeah, I really enjoy it. I had a couple of people come in yesterday, a couple of young ladies just starting out their business, and it's a pleasure because they're coming in without having the problems. I said to them, geez, I'm complimenting the two of them throughout the meeting. I said, you're coming to me, you don't have problems yet. You're anticipating what could happen, which is very, very wise for a couple of young people. And what will happen is I'll set up their corporation, I'll set up all their buy-sell agreements, I'll do their leases when they get into some lease situations, and then there's always trouble. There's always
right.
non-compete problems. There's always a fight about something, and I can handle all those cases. And what will happen is, from my perspective, representing a small business like that, I'll wind up on a retainer arrangement, and they'll come in once a month for lunch. And for me, it's my perfect situation.
So you're sort of like an outside GC, you know?
A little bit. But I'm wise enough to know that when I need specialists,
right,
I immediately bring in other folks that I'm affiliated with.
Right.
And I can recognize that very quickly. It may be a criminal problem. It may be a tax problem. It may be a high-end corporate problem.
Right.
And I've got this network of people through some of the networking associations that I'm with that's incredible. I can make
right.
one phone call, and it's like I have a law office of 50 people.
Right. I mean, I know you obviously have worked with Mark, and
yep.
that's the thing. So you can direct your client to certain talent that's going to, so they know you can be sort of the point person, as that's what I'm saying, as like the outside GC to take on the day-to-day responsibilities that they have and then know when to go to the outside, which is something very important in the small business area today.
I can sum it up quickly. One of my long-time clients called the other day, and he had a really complicated problem. He didn't say, how are we going to handle it? He said, who do you know that you can bring in to help us?
Right.
And that's, to me, that means he gets it. He knows that I'm connected.
Right.
And he's not working with a big firm. If you're in the South Shore, you don't want the folks down there, they don't want to go drive into Boston. They don't want to come to these beautiful offices. But they don't want to pay these higher rates. They just don't want it. They want someone local that they can come in when a new issue comes up. And they can say, can I swing in this afternoon? We got to talk about this. They want that locality. And it's certainly not less formal or anything like that. It's just more convenient.
Right. Well, there seems to be a trend toward going local in terms of smaller businesses, and you're seeing it with Chamber of Commerce event. You're seeing with local networking events, different chapters a lot of small businesses that are geared toward their area of practice, not more of a national or regional scope, but more the Quincy community. I know they have a very strong chamber down there.
Right.
And so they're focused on growing those businesses that are catering to that area, and to have somebody local on the ground that can be, again, sort of a outside GC in terms of, here's somebody who understands this, this, and this, and what we need to do. That's so important today with all the myriads of myriad of issues facing a small business, correct?
Correct. Yeah, you're right. You're right on that. Except I don't look at myself as a GC, though. I understand it all. A GC to me is somebody who's going to handle all the stuff. I don't handle it. I'm smart enough to know that I stay in my areas where I'm different and better, which is assessing business situations.
Right.
That's my spot.
Actually, a GC is just what you said, is you know your zone. When you're with a company that has companies that have a GC, they know what they can do, and then they push it out to outside attorneys. You're coming in because a small business can't have a full-time GC, and that's become very big with smaller law firms, is to have somebody like you who has a knowledge of a lot of different areas of law that you can say, okay, I can do this to this point. I can do a lease, as you said, or I could handle this pre-litigation situation or pre-trademark, but if it gets down to this lane and sophisticated litigation to try a case, then I've got to call Mark Furman.
Brad will try a case too, but it's there's areas, like in the criminal areas, the sophisticated tax area, for example, that it's so important to have resources for clients. It's so important to be able to be you want to be able to be the place that people come to get the services that they need, whether they're ultimately going to be done by you or me or someone else, whatever the client's needs are. And you don't have to have a 1,000-lawyer law firm to provide those services, because there's a lot of experienced, capable lawyers who can handle particular issues that may come up. And the important things for clients, I think, is, you know, don't wait too long to go see your lawyer, to be in touch with your lawyer. Don't wait until after it hits the fan, because so many things can be prevented. If you talk to your lawyer early, you know, I was talking earlier today about, you know, somebody who would, I think, should know better, but 30 businesses or more in the past, decided he was going to save probably $10,000 by when he bought a small business. So he used forms, cut and pasted from prior deals, because it wasn't the biggest deal in the world. All the documents get signed in the name of an entity that he didn't set up, a corporate entity that wasn't set up. So he signs the documents as president of this entity, gets around to creating the entity about 6 weeks later. It was basically a leverage buyout, so it was all notes that, much to his chagrin, he was personally liable for. And it was totally preventable. You know, we could have set up an LLC online for, I think, $515 credit card in 2 seconds if he'd gotten a lawyer involved. So it's, you know, I call them unforced errors that can be prevented by contacting someone like Brad early in the process, like these two women that you were talking about did.
Yeah, the business people are different also, I think. Business people, if they're a business person and you're a successful business person, you're looking at the bottom line. That's what it's all about.
Right.
You're looking at the bottom line. Yeah, you want to be a nice employer. You want to, you know, have a nice reputation, all that. But it's the bottom line is going to drive what's going on. And I found, because I used to try a lot of cases when I was a young guy, I used to try about 2 cases a month those days. And you'd win some, you'd lose some, but it didn't matter to the owner. They just want to know how much it's going to cost.
Right.
What's the cost factor?
Right.
So now what I look at is how much is it going to cost? The business person wants to know how much is it going to cost me to get from A to B. How do we get there the most quick way, most effective way, most efficient way? That's what it's all about in the world
right.
of business. And once you recognize that, you become a successful, I think, a successful lawyer. I have a case that I'm handling now that was referred in. And I get most of my cases get referred in now by other lawyers. Payroll case, okay? Good business guy, they screwed up badly. Payroll, they didn't pay the vacation time. It's like automatic triple damages under Massachusetts law, okay? Automatic. So my guy's in trouble. My job is to figure out a way to lower the plaintiff's expectation to somehow maneuver that to a number that makes sense.
Right.
And we'll do it. We'll have to file an answer to the complaint. We'll go a few rounds, and I know that they'll fold at some point, and we'll get the number that I want. But I'm walking an interesting line. He knows what the outside exposure is.
Right.
How do I bring it down and be cost-effective to get him out? So it's kind of an interesting situation. When you represent a bigger corporation, you know, like your firm, Mark, represents much bigger companies usually, it's same analysis, but just the stakes are a little bit higher. So it's really difficult when you have a small business. But that's what makes it fun.
And there's no substitute for experience because it's, accomplishing that client's goal, your goal, the client's goal in that case. It's more art than science in terms of how you can help position the case that you can resolve the case cost effectively for the client.
Right. I have the pleasure of working with Mark on a case now, and we each have different defendants in it. And we had a conference call the other day, I think it was like an hour or so, and you and I, we could almost put a crystal ball. We knew exactly where this case was going. We weren't sure of the numbers yet, but we know exactly
right.
where this case is going.
Right.
It's a matter of once the people's egos get put aside, that case will never go to trial. It'll settle out pretty quick.
Well, you're pros, you know, and I'll tell you, Brad, that's important today to have a strategist like you are that can work with people, that when you come in, you're the point person to say, here's a lane you should take. Here's the lane that if you go this way, it's not going to work out. If you can go this way, you can prevent these issues. It's been great to have you on the show today. If somebody wants to reach you, how could they do so? Talk about your strategy.
I'm in Quincy. I'm on the web. It's Pinta Law Group. My phone number is in the book, and I'm happy to talk with anyone. Call me with a problem, and let me run it. Just call me and say, let me run this by you, and I'm making my day.
For people, though, who are driving and may not be able to look at the book, can you tell us their phone number?
Yeah, 617-471-7100.
Excellent.
Thank you.
It has been
Thanks,
a pleasure,
Brad.
And Mark, it's been a pleasure, as always, having you with me today.
Same here, Mark. Thank you.
And we are radio entrepreneurs, broadcasting from Tarlow Breed, Hart & Rogers. I'm Mark Z with Mark Furman and our colleague extraordinaire Jeffrey Davis, and we will be right back.